First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. In today's political scene, Jason Scores reminds us of the good.
2021 was another tough year. COVID still raged, both due to new variants and the large number of anti-vaxxers in the country, and democracy came under intense assault from the fascist Republican Party. Our shared sense of identity continued to fray as the toxic grifters who profit on lies and division continued to sow hatred and misinformation on every platform they could. But one thing we should all be deeply grateful for is that Joe Biden is president. He didn't come into office promising to magically make our problems go away, but to work hard to fix them and rebuild our country. And despite setbacks, he has done that. Let's review. Biden passed the American Rescue Plan in the spring, which helped bolster the economy, increase the child tax credits, greatly reducing child poverty. He passed the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which was a long-sought goal that eluded both Obama and the former guy. He's presided over an economy that is booming, with unemployment already at very low levels, and he's nominated dozens of excellent, diverse judges. On foreign policy, he got us back in the Paris Climate Agreement while getting us out of Afghanistan, and he has almost completely ended the U.S. drone wars. These are all major accomplishments. Of course, not everything is rosy, and there is still much work to be done. But remember what the alternative was, a fascist, anti-science sociopath who would have led this country to complete ruin. So while we should all hope for a better outcome in 2022, let's not lose sight of how thankful we should be that on many fronts the country is improving, and never forget how much worse it could be. I'm Jason Scores.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay. If you'd like to hear this or other pieces, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.